Well, I have to say, this is my first election. I've never stood before. And I honestly, I wouldn't have considered running for anything other than this role because it's so unique. It's a combination of a representative role, a political role, and an executive role, an actual role in your sleeves up and doing and performing role. So it really appeals to me. I've been the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce in Limerick for the last 5.5, nearly 6 years. And so working very closely with government ministers, with the Taoiseach at times, engaging with heads of state agencies, leaders of multinationals, and representing the views of the Midwest business community over that time, and advocating for the kind of infrastructural investments and changes and to policy for things to enhance things like the possibility for floating offshore wind or, I guess, better route connectivity into Kerry and Shannon airports and all the regional airports. And so for me, this just jumps out as a huge opportunity for a new office to have impact on our lives in Limerick. And you're right, we are the first in the country to be doing it. We stuck our hands up 5 years ago when Cork, Waterford and Limerick were offered the opportunity in the plebiscite to decide if they'd like to have a directly elected mayor, and we said we'd give it a go, and we were the only ones to give it the thumbs up. So here we are 5 years later, and it's been a fabulous campaign, absolutely fabulous campaign. I think we've had a real opportunity to put national spotlight and focus on Limerick and to have a long chat amongst ourselves in the county about what our priorities are and what type of a mayor we'd like to see for Limerick. So,
and how really, really positive. How do you see the balance then between, you know, city and county in terms of this role? Because there's an idea, people think of mayor, directly elected mayor, the most immediate one to think of is London, you know, Sadiq Khan or Boris Johnson or that sort of a representative, but it's for a city rather than a county. So how will it work?
Well, so as you know, Limerick is Limerick City and County Council. So it's a mayor for the unitary local authority. So it will be unique in that it will have an urban centre, the city, suburbs around the metropolitan region, and then beautiful rural parts and rural county towns and villages. And sure, for anyone who's put themselves forward, we've had to ensure that we get out into the county and that we understand the issues in the county as well as we understand the issues in every other part of Limerick. In fact, there is a view amongst those of us who are very serious about this role that the county's voice will carry the election and will actually make the decision as to who the mayor is. So understanding the needs of people who are living in Abbeyfield, Newcastle West, Glynn, Foynes, Doon, Cappamore, as well as my own home village of Castleconnell and then into the city neighbourhoods has been critical and really important. And I think, I know personally, I've done all 5 of my public meetings that I've run have all been held in county towns and villages. And it was with that specific aim of ensuring I was meeting as many people from the county as possible and giving them as much of a chance as possible to flag their concerns with me.
And if you are successful on Friday and you are the first, what will it mean? I mean, what will you be able to do? What kind of budgetary control and will your work overlap or will it be in contention with the city and county council?
So this is, I think, for people who are only starting to examine the role, I would urge you to consider this more as a directly elected chief executive of the local authority rather than a directly elected mayor. So it's not the same as mayors that we understand today. A mayor today in Kerry or in Limerick or any other parts of the country is a ceremonial role and has no executive power and has no executive function, is not directly elected, is for 1 year and is passed around between councillors. Now, it's an important ceremonial role, but that's the extent of it. What we are voting in Limerick is something very different. It is a person who will have all of those ceremonial responsibilities plus a 5-year term chosen directly by the people, and they are the new head of local government. They have very serious responsibilities with regard to preparing the annual budget and proposing that to all of the members of the local council, with negotiating that budget and ensuring that it gets passed, with setting the strategic vision for what the priorities of the local authority are going to be, and and placing that emphasis on it. So there's a huge amount of the role in the act is about the doing, but there's also a fabulous opportunity for the right person to use the advocacy piece of the Act. So Section 35 of the Act allows for the mayor to be a statutory consultee, that they are that they have the authority to engage directly with any government minister and any head of any state agency on issues at any time that are of importance to the people in Limerick. And I know for us in Limerick, that would be, you know, the issues, the biggest issues for us in Limerick are affordable housing and the hospitals. So those would be the two main issues that I'd be engaging with ministers. The mayor also has, under Section 30 of the Act, an opportunity to sit down twice a year with cabinet ministers for a meeting specifically on Limerick and
okay.
just on Limerick.
So that, that role really in talking to central government about what the needs of the particular area are and putting those forward as well.
So you'll have a huge amount. Our local authorities are responsible for delivering social and affordable housing across the country. So, and I don't know, I don't know how things are going in Kerry, but I would imagine you're the same as ourselves, that there's some, the local authorities are doing great on delivering social housing, and there is some small amount of private housing coming through, but there's no, there's a gap there in the affordable housing. So
yeah.
people who are earning over the amount that would qualify for social housing in Limerick, that's €36,000 per annum, and yes, don't earn enough, and in Limerick, to be able to purchase off the market themselves, and in Limerick, you'd really want to be earning very close to a six-figure salary to €100,000 to be able to afford to buy something off the market.
Yeah.
If you're earning in between 36 and 100,000 in Limerick, you very,
there's
very
nothing
few
for
options.
You. Yeah.
There's nothing
yeah.
for you. And the local authorities, Kerry County Council and Limerick County Council, have the remit from central government to deliver those affordable homes.
Yeah.
So that subsidised housing that government provides affordable funding, home funding for, and the local authority is tasked with going
and
out.
You want to see that happen? Okay, do you find it? Are we into the unknown here? Like people will be voting in the European elections, they're voting for the local elections for the council itself, and then they'll be voting for ye 15 candidates. Hard to call it because it's the first time.
It is difficult to call it because it's the first time and there's a range of candidates at the table. But I have to say, as of half an hour ago, I am now the bookie's favourite. So I'll be putting in I'll have to, of course, put my own name for it as a strong contender. But there, you know, it is down to the people of Limerick, and I don't want to joke about it. There's no polling has been done. This is down to the people of Limerick, and really, it's their decision. And I can tell you this much, that the people that I've met, the voters I've met, are taking it very seriously. They're doing their homework. They're looking back up the Katie Hannon show from last week, and they're watching it. They're researching the candidates and they're taking this decision very seriously, as right they should do.
Okay, well, Dee, listen, good luck with it and thanks for talking to us about it on the programme this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.